Human populations from the very beginning, the very first settlement, thousands of years earlier, had settled in these valleys, most notably in the Chikama Moche area and in the Lambayek region, where there were river valleys which ultimately were intensively irrigated by farmers. The Pacific coast was the key to much settlement along this area, because close offshore there were rich anchovy fisheries. A current, a Humboldt current, brought a rich fisheries to the coast, which were fostered and fertilized by cold water upwelling from the depths of the ocean close offshore. This produced an incredible bounty of food. Not all the time, but most of the time. The southern pole of Andean civilization embraced the Altiplano, the high-altitude grasslands around Lake Titicaca. The Puna grasslands of this region supported large herds of alpacas and llamas. This was a very different environment. As a result of this startlingly diverse topography and great environmental diversity, Andean civilization developed along many pathways, creating a highly varied mosaic of kingdoms, states, and empires, which shared many common beliefs. The north coast of Peru is arid, demanding terrain. Yet it was here that the first Andean civilizations appear to have developed. Now, cultivation of any sort in this area depended on runoff from the Andes. And this runoff had to be carefully steered towards fields, the water conserved and distributed with the greatest of care and skill. It's unlikely that a civilization would have developed and flourished in this area without something else. And the something else was the richest fisheries in the Americas, which lay close offshore, yielding millions of small schooling fish, such as anchovies. These anchovies would not only be cooked and eaten, but were also turned into nourishing fish meal. And the harvest from these fisheries, and especially the fish meal, supported thousands of people in coastal river valleys. And not only that, it was exported to the highlands. One of the advantages of fish meal, it's relatively light, and it could be carried up to the highlands where there was a constant need for protein. A well-known Andean archaeologist, Michael Mosley, believes that the unique maritime resources of the Pacific coast were the key to civilization. He believes that the anchovy fisheries, and there were 19th century accounts of people literally picking fish up with baskets, not even fishing, from boats or even on the shore, that this remarkable fishery provided sufficient food surpluses to free up time and people for other activities. Ritual activities, erecting large monuments like adobe pyramids or temples, and also provided enough food to support a growing number of people who were neither farmers or fisherfolk. He argues that the anchovy harvests alone were sufficient to support more people than lived along the coast in ancient times. Mosley's maritime foundations hypothesis was developed in the 1970s, and it has stood the test of time remarkably well, which is a great compliment to Mosley, because most academic theories these days have rather short lives. But the maritime foundations hypothesis has been criticized. It's been criticized because it places such an enormous emphasis on fishing. And it argues that Mosley did not take account of a natural phenomenon, an irregular natural phenomenon along the coast, which could decimate the fisheries. That, of course, is El Niño, the Christmas child, as it's called.